nothing more to give. You have nothing more to give. Darling, the future's all that lives. The future's all that lives for me. Down where tears are bound to fall. The shimmer and the feel, the bronze upon your wheel. Darling, the glimmer of your wing. Oh, how the stars do swing. Pulse. Stand and see us from hum and growl. Let the wind devour it all. Damn the hours down below. We've got light years left to go. Have nothing more to give. Have nothing more to give to me.
Nice. That's Ben Bedford. And tonight, doors open at 7. The music begins at 7:30, Sunburst Music Studio in Squirrel Hill, which I understand is a great space. I just, on our Facebook page, put up a link to Berg Song, which I'm going to remember. It's like Bird Song, except it's Berg Song. B-U-R-G-H Song. No plural, just song, just like Berg. Or Bird Song. And it's a little more organized than I it's not round robin style. I think that Ben will play actually second in a second set. So Tom Broding will open up and play. There'll be a little break. And then Ben will play. But you never know what might happen.
You never know.
It's great to have you here. Before we go any further, the name of the song you just did?
That's called The Pilot and the Flying Machine.
Great song.
Thanks for having me. It's great, great to be here.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. I have heard your music in the past. Have you been to Pittsburgh before?
I have been to Pittsburgh a couple of times. Played a couple of house concerts.
Yeah, here. I thought so.
Some great house concerts in town, and yeah, so a couple of times, but this is I guess number three.
Well, great, and I know you're from Illinois now, and I don't want you necessarily to take me from birth to here, but could you tell me a little bit about your early years?
Well, I probably couldn't take you from birth anyway. I don't remember that part, but they tell me it did happen.
It'll eventually trickle down. That's the way memories are.
I guess so, yeah. But yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter and travel around and play music, and you know, I'm not exactly how I got here. The trajectory is not quite linear, but
where'd you grow up?
I grew up in central Illinois, in Auburn and Chatham, Illinois, which is just south of Springfield, where I live now. And started playing guitar when I was about 14. I wish I'd started as young as the previous performers started on their instruments, but I started when I was about 14. And
what drew you to playing?
You know, multiple things, but probably the short answer, I guess, is a friend of mine played guitar, and I really just thought it was really cool, and wanted to be cool too.
that's as good a reason as
I'm
any.
Not sure I was successful at becoming cool, but I did learn how to play the guitar anyway. So,
and were you writing songs as a teen?
I think I started writing when I was about 19 or 20. I was in college, and I'd been playing guitar for a while, and I'd been playing obviously other people's songs, and I thought, you know, maybe I could do this too, this whole writing thing.
Well, that's a pretty big step and takes a lot of courage, especially to play them out. Did you play out when you were in school?
I did, yeah. I started playing shortly thereafter, which I'm not sure how brave it was, maybe naive or it took a certain amount of bravery, but also being naive and thinking, you know, I can do this, you know, and I think that's maybe what it takes to do just about anything, is a certain amount of not knowing what's going to happen and being okay with that.
There's a number of things that I've, and it's not an original expression, but there's some things that people do that are impossible, and they only succeed at them because nobody's told them that it's impossible,
sure,
or that it's as difficult as it really is.
Absolutely. I think that's – if everybody knew, what was going to happen down the line, they probably – there's lots of people that wouldn't do lots of things. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to know you a little bit more throughout the hour. I really appreciate your being here. What would you like to do next?
Oh, sure. I'll do a love song. And it's a love song that I wrote for my wife.
Those can be the best kind. And also, as we have the last weekend of summer and we're heading into autumn, it's kind of nice to think about romantic moments.
Absolutely. This is, you say that has some autumnal imagery in it, so I guess it's an appropriate song to play. But it's a song called Guinevere is Sleeping. And my wife's name is not Guinevere, but Carrie didn't fit syllabically into the song, so took a little artistic license. Guinevere is sleeping across the ocean wide, and I'm headed there tomorrow upon the morning tide. And my boots are burnished leather, cracking at the seams upon the North Atlantic, like each night in my dreams. Thank you.
cascades to her waist. It's the color of the field corn in the latter autumn days. And it smells of white oak burning and haunts me to the core. And I swear I see her standing beneath the lintel of our door. Guinevere's calling, and every waking sound from the sky down to the breathing darkness deep beneath the ground. Guinevere, I love you as I look into your eyes. The stars diminish silently and fall out of the sky. Sleep soundly until I do return. The interceding hours I would gladly burn to stand beneath your window in the slicing prairie wind. When of ear sleep soundly till I do return again. Guinevere, sleep soundly till I do return again.
It's a pretty song, a Ben Bedford at
well,
the Saturday Light Brigade. It's I'm sure others have told you, I pause for a minute. It's Ben Bedford, that nice
That's right.
alliterative name.
That's right.
You don't want to turn into Ben Benford or.
It happens.
Or, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's also a pretty successful actor named Brian Bedford.
Oh, yeah, sure. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was the voice of Robin Hood in the Disney animated Robin Hood.
I'm not certain.
He's a stage actor as well, I believe.
Yeah,
but,
I could see that. But when I was the age of the girls fiddling that were out earlier this morning, when I was, I mean, all 10 years old onward, my parents would always take me to the Stratford, Ontario Shakespeare Festival, and he was
one
of their repertory actors at the time.
Sure.
And I keep having his name in my head.
It's not a bad association,
no.
I don't think.
It's a great actor. That's from your latest album.
It is.
Called What We Lost is the name
right.
of it. And it's out on Waterbug, which is a great label.
It is a great label. And Andrew Calhoun's a great singer-songwriter himself and also, I'm biased, obviously, but a fine purveyor of other singer-songwriters. So.
Oh, no. There are several labels who, if somebody is on that label, I simply know I don't need to worry. It's going to be something I really love, and Waterbug is one of those labels.
Has Andrew ever been?
No, he hasn't.
That would be a cool one.
That would be a wonderful thing
absolutely.
To do sometime. I was looking, while listening to that song, I was looking at your itinerary and listening to the song because you're out on the road quite a bit, I would imagine.
A fair amount, yeah.
And is it hard to balance life that way? A lot of folks wonder how a touring musician does it.
Maybe there just isn't any balance.
Yeah.
maybe I'm just unbalanced. That's possible. But, it's I think I balance it like when I'm home, and when I'm on the road, I'm on the road. You know, that sounds kind of simplistic, but, unlike a normal sort of whatever normal is, 9 to 5 job where you're at work from 9 to 5 and then you're home the rest of the time, I'm sort of gone. And when I'm gone and when I'm home, I'm hopefully present there, you know. So,
yeah, and that's probably everybody has a different strategy or a different way they feel comfortable.
Oh, sure.
Going through it, but some people have told me there's something very nice about being on the road in that you can compartmentalize yourself and just kind of be present. In the place you're in, including where you happen to be sleeping and eating and playing.
Yep.
And then when you're back home, lots of distractions and lots of real life, and they're both important, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there is a certain amount of, I think, compartmentalization that happens when you're on the road. I mean, one of the things that I really like doing besides, in my free time is I really enjoy backpacking. And I really enjoy, like, that aspect of having everything you need on your back, you know. And it's kind of similar when you're driving down the road as a singer-songwriter or, if I'm overseas or whatever. Everything that I need for that particular period of time is, like, you know, in my hands, on my back, whatever. I mean, I shouldn't say everything. I depend on the kindness of people on the road and friends and people I meet. As well, but you know, there's a certain amount of autonomy to packing up your car and being this, you know, sort of turtle, hopefully more quickly moving turtle. But you've got your home on the road right there with you.
Well, and I think a lot of people are craving. I mean, that's why the tiny house movement is one reason that it's occurring. Getting off the grid to some is a desire, but we've become so tied up in so many different things.
Yep.
And it, you know, my wife and I go on vacation sometimes. We're in a hotel room, and it's like, hey, this would be a nice lifestyle, you know? No grass to mow, no utilities to think about. Somebody makes the bed when we're not looking, you know?
not
a bad way to go through life.
I hear you. My wife and I we're fascinated by, you mentioned the tiny home movement, and I think that's, you know, a really cool thing. And I in my vast years of experience, I've learned that stuff doesn't make you happy, you know, and we have more stuff now than we ever have, and we're not any happier than, you know, I'm making a gigantic blanket statement about society in general, which is a dangerous thing to do. But, you know, as a person, I'm not any happier the more stuff that I accumulate. So
generally speaking, I think there's diminishing returns, you know, on all of these things.
Definitely.
You're hearing the voice of Brian Bedford right now, who will do two or three more songs. Tonight, he's going to be at Sunburst Music. It's the first ever Berg song concert, and Tom Briding will play first. Doors open at 7. Sunburst Music is in Squirrel Hill. The first set will be 7:30 with Tom Briding, a little break, and then Ben Bedford takes the stage. The concert series features one local and one, I hate to say out of town, but let's just say one non-local performer.
Touring.
It's like the word foreign. Foreign to who? You know?
Sure.
But touring. That's
you know, I certainly wouldn't want to say it, that, you know, that Tom's not, you know, touring. Because, you know, when I'm at home, I'm the local guy. But, you know, certainly it's... You're very often not a hero in your own hometown, but I'm sure it seems like there's a cool music scene in Pittsburgh, so there's really cool music scenes all over the place, and all the touring artists are at home somewhere, and there they are.
Yeah, well, and it's great to be able to do this combination in the way that it's been curated by Ben and Ben Shannon, that is, and others. So, it's easy to get to Sunburst Music in Squirrel Hill. And I hear it's a great place to listen to music as well as learn music. So let's give you another preview of one of the artists you'll hear tonight, Ben Bedford. What would you like to do next?
Sure, I'll do a song called Letters from the Earth, which along with the very first song I played, The Pilot and the Flying Machine, this is a new song, and it's going to be on my next album, which I'm recording in January, actually. Stole the title from Mark Twain. So.
I tried to call you when I passed through Omaha. I've been roughing it on and off since fall. Well, some crossings sure were hard. We've made it fine thus far. It'd be a mercy to hear you on the line. The cities of the plains all look the same. It's no use for me to even learn their names. They rise and then they fall like some forgotten song we never really cared for at the time. I see a wreck ahead with no place to swerve. I feel like Lucifer in letters from the earth. Lit a cigarette and braced up for the snow. With all the world in white, a shroud of fallen light. Well, it's hard to tell what is and is not real. River ice glowed blue below the I got out of the car and I stood out on the bridge. I took a photograph for you while humming Rex's blues. We both love that melancholy tune. I see you.
Brian Bedford at the Saturday Light Brigade. I love the juxtaposition of the tempo of that song and the lyric.
Thanks.
And that just kind of, I think it's in a traditional 4/4 time signature, but it just keeps moving like a train kind of.
It's got kind of the rolling. Yeah, sure.
And it's a great sound. And BenBedford.com is his website. You can see albums and his touring schedule. I looked ahead at it. I got excited for a minute because I saw Elwood City there, or Elwood. But that's not our Elwood. We have an Elwood here in the Pittsburgh area. I was going to say he's going to be here for a little bit.
I think that's in the Chicago.
Like it's Elwood, Illinois. But a few gigs in Florida I saw coming up, but mostly in the Midwest. It looks like Illinois, Iowa, and other points. But you can check out his prior albums as well as the 2012 current CD. And take a look for what will be released sometime in 2016,
I imagine.
And tonight, it's bergsong.com. That's how you can find information about tonight's show. We still do have time for a couple more, as long as you're comfortable.
Yeah,
I know it's early in the morning. When did you get into Pittsburgh?
I got about 9:30-ish, 9:45.
Last night or?
No, this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I drove from State College this morning. So. It is definitely, it felt early for a musician for sure.
Yeah.
But it was nice, you know, I don't get up that early.
Well, I always joke, and I always say, I can say this because there is one in my family you know, to musicians, I like to say I'm introducing you to the other 11 o'clock.
That's right. Absolutely.
Were you playing, I would imagine, at a coffee house in State College?
I played a bookstore/cafe last night in State College.
Nice.
It's hopping over there due to the football game today.
I've actually never been there.
Really?
I've only been.
Yeah. That was just my second time.
Yeah. And was it Jim and Eloise that had you here before?
It was Jim and Eloise.
I thought so.
Yeah, Jim and Eloise had they've had me a couple of times, and then Ken Batista and his wife.
Yeah, Ken and Tika.
They host house concerts as well, and they had me in the configuration of the Tall Trees, which is a group that I tour with. Tim Grimm, a singer-songwriter from Southern Indiana, and I. It's our sort of traveling band that we do. So yeah, they had us back in January of 2014.
I remember that, and the Jim and Eloise ones. And we can't mention Ken and Tika without saying hi to Gabriel. Hi, Gabe, their son. What would you like to do next?
I'll do another new tune. I'm all about the new tunes.
Fun to hear these new ones.
Absolutely, and this is. This is a song that I wrote after reading a book called Prairie Earth by William Least Heat Moon. And it's a really interesting book about Chase County, Kansas. And Chase County, Kansas is I believe, if the Tallgrass Prairie National Monument's not in Chase County, it's really nearby. But it's in the Flint Hills of Kansas, and it's described as a deep map writing, which sort of means that... it's sort of like what it sounds like. He goes into the place, not just sort of on the surface with stories and stuff of the area, but also the geology and the natural history of the area. It's quite interesting. But this is the song that I wrote after reading that. My shoulder.
my confidant, the wind. My home, I keep, I am no traveler. Send my tidings with the crow. And I shall not toil upon the mountain, but the earth and grass below. La la la. Well, the hills are hard come November. They smile upon no man. Hey, blue stem sea, cut my river. Heart of crumbling sand. I sleep on flat dome of Eden with the sword ablaze above. And I wait. La 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 la. Well, fire and smoke, but the givers seeds of life re-sown, and they scorch across shade and shimmer. Take the waiting bones, and I hold the hawk, and I hold coyote, a brown and rusted rail. With the gale, I will cover with the gale. La 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 la. Mm-hmm.
It's another beautiful song from Ben Bedford. You can hear more of his music tonight as part of the Berg Song Series, which opens tonight. And I'll give you details about the other artists scheduled for that series in a few moments. I'm curious, you mentioned, and we should have time for one more.
Okay,
if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
You know, reading the book inspired the song about Chase County, I think. And you're, you know, a deep writer and a great writer. And
thank you.
I think part of good writing is having an opportunity to sort of take in life as best you can. And I would think being on the road sometimes is the antipathy of that, right? Or maybe not.
It can be. Yeah, you know, I'm not really one that's all that good at multitasking. So, you know, being on the road sort of takes up all my mental capacity, I think. So, you know, but I try to, you know, I try to pay attention, I guess.
That's what I was curious
about.
Yeah,
you know, definitely always try to pay attention. And you know, you never really know what's going to resonate or even just lodge itself in your brain that might pop up later and seem like an interesting idea or
do you ever think that before I was traveling as much as I do, you know, I had a better sense of, you know, typical American life or typical life and therefore could grab those ideas and relate them a little bit more, a little bit easier than I've often wondered.
Yeah,
if
that's an interesting thought. I never, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm not sure.
I also don't want to put that thought in your head, but some folks I've talked to, and I think about it myself sometimes too, is if you get so accustomed to having, you know, one side of yourself very honed, in your case, writing and performing and being with audiences, some of what led to your songs being so good were the experiences you had and the books you've read and other things.
Sure.
Those two have to stay kind of in balance too, and it can be a challenge.
Like you said, I mean, what we talked about before, the whole balance thing.
Yeah.
It's a challenge, but, you know, maybe, you know, maybe being slightly unbalanced is a good thing, though, too. Maybe that might help. I don't know. I'm always drawn to writing that, you know, I guess is reflective of the world around all of us, but is also sort of slightly tilted in some way, you know. I don't know. Just maybe... has maybe a writing that has sort of a strange sort of characteristic about it. And it's maybe not even, you're not even able to articulate exactly what that is.
Yeah.
But.
And all of this is by way of my just, again, complimenting you on not only being a great writer, but sustaining it for as long as you have.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, it's a lot of fun to do personally. I enjoy the writing, so...
Well, look for Ben tonight at Bergsong. I want to be sure I don't talk away. I'm going to let him play us out here as we head towards the end of today's show. He's picking up a guitar to close us out. Bergsong.com is where you can go. And I did promise you that I would really quickly just let you know he'll be with Tom Briding tonight. And... coming up, Christopher Mark Jones and Ann and Rod Capps, October 17th, Alexander Stanton and Bobby Hecht on November 21st, and then there are shows again in March, April, and May. Bergsong.com, tonight's show, doors open at 7 o'clock, Sunburst Studio in Squirrel Hill. Thanks for being with us for the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm going to let Ben play us out. Thank you for being with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All our lives and